93.7, the River, the River City's new classic rock, Dog and Joe show. And I know people hate going to the gym. It's work in a lot of places. It's expensive, time-consuming, and typically it's a fashion show. You know, women, they don't want to go and get ogled by all the guys. And, you know, everyone puts their costumes on and their short shorts and their yoga pants and all that. So you would think in this day and age, gym owners would do everything they could to welcome current customers and make them comfortable and then bring new ones in. Wouldn't you think that?
I would absolutely think that, yeah.
Not with this case. This case is totally different. Out of Atlanta.
Okay.
If you haven't heard this story, this is pretty crazy. Atlanta gym owner prohibits cops and active military members from joining.
What?
And now he's receiving death threats and a barrage of hate mail. But his rule still stands. No cops, no people of the service. And he even has this sign on the outside of the gym. Rules. Do whatever the hell you want. Correctly. Except CrossFit cultism. No effing cops.
Oh my God, come on. That's absolutely unbelievable.
He's got the sign out there, and he doesn't want any cops, he doesn't want any military, and he says it's because he makes no exceptions. Once you become part of the quote-unquote system, we are not interested in serving you. He doesn't want to do that.
What system?
Well, the system.
The man?
The man.
Okay.
Absolutely. The system. And here's his reason for banning cops and military.
I'd love to hear this.
Because the people that go to his gym are scared of the cops and military. They've had run-ins. They don't like police. They don't like military. They've been in trouble with the law. And that's the clientele he wants to serve.
He runs a gym for criminals? Like a criminal underground gym?
Well, or parolees, people who've had violations, drug charges, gun offenses, people who don't like the cops. That's who the gym caters to, and it's in Atlanta, and he still stands by it. It's blown up. We'll put this up on the Dog and Joe Facebook and the River Facebook page so you can see the signs and all the stuff, because he goes on and on and on. Guy absolutely cannot stand the police and the military. So we'll put that up so you can watch that.
I mean, you can't possibly think this guy has the right to do this, can you?
Okay, well, before I answer that, let me start by saying people who have listened to this show on the River or over at the Meth Lab, they know or should know how much I respect and appreciate local law enforcement. I've always called them SAC's finest, and the military. I love the military. I love local PD, local fire. I have no problem with any of that.
See, there it is. The fact that you said that before answering my question tells me everything I need to know. All of it.
Even though I've long thought that military members, either currently serving or have served, I think they should get all kinds of special privileges, special discounts. You know, we've talked about that. We both agree with that. I wouldn't do this, what this guy's doing in Atlanta. But again, it's his business.
Oh, man. See, I think this is absolutely disgusting to me. This one bothers me.
It's his business. Business is his. His business, it's his. He can put the signs up, and if he thinks this is going to help protect his clientele or bring new people in, more power to him. 766-9370. If he doesn't want the cops and the military in there, that's fine. And then when someone comes in there with a gun and a mask and tells that guy to put the money in the bag, and he calls 911, well, who should show up? Nobody.
Well, they can't.
They can't come in.
I mean, they're not allowed in the business to help him stay safe. They're not allowed. Well, I don't understand. What's the ban on military? You got a problem with the police officers because the clientele you want are criminals.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I guess weirdly I could see where he comes from on that, but what military? What did they do?
He says it's not a new policy. This has been their policy since they've opened about a year and a half ago. He also explained that this rule, which does not target veterans, is nothing personal and not an endorsement of violence.
No, not at all. Not at all, yeah.
He and many members who said they use the facility to hold activist meetings are anti-military and pro-cop abolition. Some of them are also LGBTQ. I'm not sure what the Q is. And of various racial backgrounds, and they don't necessarily like the police. We are indicting systems. We are not indicting individuals. That's his thing. So it sounds like it's part gym, part militia meeting place.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell it is, but he doesn't want the cops. He doesn't want the military. And again, I have to stand by this as much as I love SACTO's finest and around the nation. and all the military people, past, present, future, I got to go with this guy on this. It's his business. Is it going to be profitable? I don't think so. What's going on? Welcome. Cody, how are you?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Hey,
good.
Cody.
Good. I respect your opinion, dog. The only thing I see is a double standard here, because when we had the Christian baker that the city made him bake a cake for the gay couple, so there's a huge double standard there. That was his business, but he refused. But he got in trouble for it. So.
Oh, do you remember that story? Where was that at? Kentucky or something?
I thought it was like Oregon or Seattle.
I don't know where it was at, but he refused service to, and I forget if it was two ladies or two men.
Yeah.
Wanted a wedding cake made.
Yeah.
He said, nope, I'm Christian. It goes against my beliefs and my morals and whatnot, and I'm not going to do this for you. And that city made him make them a cake.
Okay, and here's the thing. You're not saying that there's a double standard with me in my stance, because there's not. If you don't want to bake a cake based on religious, I don't care what it is. It's your business. I believe so strongly in people that run businesses letting in who they want and doing business with. Society will dictate if this guy deserves to stay open or not. Let the public determine what product they want and where they want to shop. And if people want to act like idiots, that's their business.
Well, eventually one of his gym members is going to rob him for everything he owns or stab another member in there or whatever. I mean, criminals will commit another crime.
Yeah.
And then he's done. What's going to happen then? Nobody can rescue him. Nobody can protect him. Nobody can save him because he won't let him on the premises.
Yeah, that's what I said. You can't keep people out to try to keep the community safe. That's dumb. What's up, Michael? Welcome.
Hi.
Hey, Michael.
Hi, guys. I listened to your show this morning, and, you know, I've got my own business, had it for years, and there's been times when I've wanted to not hire somebody or wanted to fire somebody because of maybe a personal reason.
Sure.
And I feel like I should be able to do that. I feel like, so I don't like this guy. I would never go to his gym. I protest this guy. I think he's a low scale human. But at the same time, if we live in a world that's supposed to be free, you know, for us to think and feel how we want to
it's
think.
Not, and I don't want to go too crazy on this, but Michael, it's not your interpretation. It's not my interpretation or Joe's or Dana's or anyone listening. It's called freedom. Love it or like it, it means something different to each individual, and you got to respect each individual's decision and how they want to exercise their freedom.
And if I want to be a bigot, even though I don't believe that that's right, if I want to be a bigot, I should be able to be a bigot.
I agree. And that's my stand on this every single time. And I see these stories coming up.
But that's where the reason I would disagree with that only, and I get where you're saying, Michael, and I get what you say, dog, but it's because that part of your freedom hurts other people. Being free is being free, but why should your freedom be allowed to hurt someone?
But you're not,
for no reason.
No one's getting hurt in this instance. He just doesn't want him in there. If you don't want to serve gay people or black people or white people
or cops or military, yeah.
You're not hurting them. You're just saying you're not going to serve them and they have to go somewhere else.
It's just like blatant meanness no reason.
It is, and most people have learned and grown throughout the years, and then clearly we see stories like this and we realize they haven't. So, 766-9370. George, welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, George.
So, I'm prior military, I'm prior law enforcement.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Places like this, who cares if they don't let the cops in? Why would you want to go in there in the first place? I mean, it makes no sense. I'm not, you know, if I'm out somewhere and I see a sign that says no Mexicans, why am I going to want to go in there? I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. And to the guy that said that it was a double standard because of the gays, gays are a protected class. Police officers are not.
So sure, not that is standard. True. That is true. We got to cover up on that. That is true.
Yeah, and just for the record, the Q is queer.
Have they added that to the end of it now? I thought that was a derogatory term.
No, dude.
They're using it now, I think.
16,000 initials now. I don't even know where
I can't keep track of all the LGBT.
What's the difference between gay, lesbian, or queer?
I don't know, but the lesbians I'd like to watch.
I think that's cute that Joe acts like he doesn't. That's neat. 766-9370.
You jerk.
Let me just say this. If I had a small business, which I don't, but if I did, you know, you all see the stories. Oh, man, the cop came through and I spit in the hamburger or this. You read all this crap online. We've talked about it for years. If I had a small business, let's say it's a fast food joint.
Okay.
I would give away free food. I would give them free Cokes. I would give them free coffee. Hey, Carl, you know, you do the night meet. I know you come through here on Wednesdays and Fridays.
Most do. Most businesses do.
I would give them free stuff. Hey, Carl, when you get back to the department, tell the boys, you know, I want to give everybody a Whopper. I want to give everybody a pastrami on rye. I'd like to do that for you guys, you know. And, hey, you know what? Maybe keep a watchful eye. I'll feed you guys. You take care of me. Scratch mine, I scratch you.
Yep.
That's what I would do, not only to the cops and to the firemen and to the military. I would do that with the guy next door that's got a flower shop, or the, you know, the chick down the road making dresses, or the guy over here.
You want some flowers and a dress one day.
Or whatever, the groomer down the street. I would do that to get in cahoots with everybody, to overextend the love and tell them, hey, I want to be here a while. This is my livelihood. I'm going to give you all I can give you while still making a nickel to turn the lights on tomorrow. That's just me as a business owner. I don't understand why people do this, but it's his right. And I agree with that.
If you want your business to thrive and survive, knowing how tough it is to open a business,
especially
in today's,
a gym.
I mean, I just can't imagine why you would hinder anyone.
Yeah.
Unless they're hurting people or unless they're hurtful to folks.
Yeah. And Joe, you remember, we talked about it. Remember the guy with the baggy pants sign? Talked about it on Monday or Tuesday. Guy had a liquor store that sold liquor and wine.
Yep.
He didn't want people in with baggy pants and underwear hanging out anymore, so he put a sign up and he said, you're not welcome.
I also disagree with that because I mean, they don't hurt. I mean, it's a weird fashion statement to make. I mean, I don't know why you would do that, but it's whatever.
Yeah, you don't like that. But again, I think that guy has the right. If you don't want certain people in your store, then tell them. But this is going to happen. Two idiots in Sacramento will talk about it. The world's going to talk about it. And pretty soon, you don't have a business.
I just can't believe you would hinder the people who protect us on a daily basis.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
Asinine.
Here's Toe Jam. It's 93.7 The River Classic Rock Redefined.